Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's up, everyone? How you guys and gals doing? Your biker news for 10-2-23. The main story is a bandito was shot during the national run. We're going to go to that one first. Here we go. It is out of the dailymail.com. And this is a bikey. Yes, if you don't know what a bikey is, that is a one percenter in Australia. Bandidos bikies descend on Ballarat, Victoria for club's annual national motorcycle run. Here we go, man. They're real good at this one, the Daily Mail, because they just lay it on thick with the gang stuff. The Bandidos Outlaw Motorcycle Gang have shown up in force for their annual national run in a quiet rural town. I wonder how Raptor Squad is liking that one, man. They have them stupid rules over there that you can't associate with known gang members. They're a bunch of schmucks over there. Hundreds of riders descended on Ballarat in northwest Victoria and will be traveling to, that is a Hollywoodism waiting to happen. That ain't happening. It's like 11 kilometers north of Ballarat. Why can't you guys use miles up there, man? I can't do all that conversion stuff. The Bandidos gang are considered one of the state's big six motorcycle gangs. Victorian police have vowed to keep a strict eye on their activities during the three-day run. You guys are always up their rear ends anyway, man. The Bandidos can't catch a break out there. That's how far up you are. Anyway, there are some pictures of the run right now. You know, the cops. There you go. You know what? He should have just let, yeah, your cop cars look funny over there. Yeah, well, I guess it ain't the Raptor. It is the Echo Viper Task Forces. Will he be assisted by local police to monitor the gang's movement to ensure that members of the public remain safe? Police have issued that stern warning that they will not be intimidated. You schmucks. Anyway, by any OMCG members who commit criminal road safety or public order offenses, these cops out there, man, they use the media like a violin. Anyway, members of Echo and Viper task forces alongside local police will have a vehicle checkpoint set up on the route to ensure the riders were complying with the road rules and conducting themselves appropriately. It would be funny, man, just to change the route on them. So they're like, oh. Anyway, we will be monitoring all activity and will be ready to take shift action to prevent, detect, and disrupt any potential unlawful activity. It will not be tolerated. The local community can be assured that Victoria Police has made wide-scale preparations and it's ready to appropriately monitor and respond to OMCG activities for this national run. Always out there trying to stoke the public, man. Anyway, at that run out of 3BA 1023 FM, here's the title again. Bandidos Motorcycle Gang members shot in Ballarat. The investigations are continuing into the shooting of a senior Bandidos gang member. You know what? They never freaking leave him alone over there, man. They really don't. In Ballarat yesterday, a 29-year-old man presented at a hospital with a gunshot wound at about 1:20 Sunday morning. It is believed the man was shot in the vicinity of the Bandidos clubhouse, sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. It comes after the Outlaw Motorcycle Club descended on the city for their national run. Yeah, they never leave the Bandidos alone out there. It's a joke out there in New Zealand, Australia. That whole atmosphere over there they have to deal with is kind of screwed up, if you ask me. Anyway, we're going to go to 6WBRC. This is a good one. Motorcycle club hosts benefit ride to help a struggling Shelby County family. And talking about a good one, if you haven't seen the interview that Mike and myself did last night on the Hollywood and Mike show, go check it out, man. It was a real intense conversation with an amputee that lost his legs over in Afghanistan. He's now part of the Combat Vets Motorcycle Association. Killer stuff, man. A Shelby County family needs your help and support after a gunshot wound almost killed 23-year-old Branson Britnell. Britnell survived after being shot, and after being released from the hospital, the family has been struggling to keep up with his care. A benefit ride is being held in a few weeks to raise money to help the family. On October 8th, yeah, that's coming up, the Unaltered Motorcycle Club is hosting a benefit ride for Bronson that will start and end at the Alabaster Gym and Nicks. Anybody and everybody are invited, and every dollar raised will go help out the Bronson family. Joni Williams and Christy Edmondson, friends of the family, said, "We had a conversation with Heidi Bronson's mom about 2 days ago, and she was in tears. Heidi is a single parent of two, and for months she has been struggling financially to support her family after the incident. There's trips to the doctors, there's wheelchairs, there's hospital beds, there's therapy. I mean, there's gas, food, just about anything you can imagine." A few weeks after the Bronson accident, the motorcycle club reached out to Heidi about hosting a benefit ride. That is really where clubs come out and shine. Let me tell you, don't let these damn freaking media or these naysayers tell you clubs ain't good. That right there is out of WBMRC. Now going to Fox SA Pura San Antonio. Buffalo Soldier Motorcycle Club of San Antonio to host breast cancer awareness ride. Yes, it's breast cancer month today, or this month, Hollywoodism. The San Antonio Buffalo Soldier Motorcycle Club is hosting a breast cancer awareness ride on September 30th, which was already happening. So we're giving them a little shout out for holding that. Constable Catherine Brown, a two-time cancer survivor, will be taking part on this ride. Catherine discussed why these community fundraisers are so important to those fighting cancer. And the ride started at, the Constable Brown's office off of Southeast Loop 410, and it ended at Calitant Harley-Davidson on the city's northwest side. Great stuff always coming out of the Buffalo Soldiers, man. They are killing it on the community service type of stuff. But coming up, we have, there's ways you can tell if people lie and or being untruthful. We're going to be talking about that on the second half of the show. You can check that out on the Madhouse or the Morning Madhouse. Man, I'm full of Hollywoodisms today. When I go live, you get a natural Hollywood, man. But anyway, we're going to go to that right now and check it out, man. China Doll is going to be joining me in the studio. If you can't look at it on YouTube, motorcyclemadhouse.com, and you to listen to it there. Rock on.
G
Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going strong.
It is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Oh yeah, she dancing, and it's a freaking Monday, man. Who dances on a damn Monday? Are you kidding me? You're shitting me, man. What did you think about that interview that we did last night?
I was all over that chat room.
You were for once. Holy
what? Cow.
Well, what did you think, man? It was a great guest that Mike got us.
Yeah, Chris, very, very interesting.
Well, tell him about the interview. You know, come on, let's go.
I like that he was so open about everything that he went through as far as what made him decide to sign up for the military, being something different than what his parents were. His parents were what? Air Force.
Air Force.
And he was a Marine.
And he went the Marines.
And
what's up, Chase?
My only question was, which I don't even think I put it in there because I was asking
you
so many other questions, but he was gung-ho from when he signed up to be in the infantry.
Right.
Why?
Well, you know, a lot of young kids, you know, you used to see it around the neighborhood. You really don't see that anymore because you'd be afraid that a damn cop would shoot you in the ass or something. But kids used to run around and playing war, cowboys and Indians,
oh, yeah,
and shooting at each other.
Oh, yeah.
But it don't work that way anymore because the cops will shoot your ass. Hell, we can't even shoot in our backyard without worrying about freaking cops coming there and shooting us. Hey, it's just a pellet gun, you cock. But
it's just like, and he was so gung-ho, and he was determined that that's what he wanted to do. And it's like how he didn't even think of what the possibilities were for being infantry.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man. What happened here? Road rage. Morning, all. Crazy day. Kids missed the school bus this morning, and then J9 called me at work to let me know they found my nephew dead. Ooh.
What?
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, Rage. Wow. Man. I hope everything works out for you, buddy. I really do.
That's sad.
Chris, infantry, it's like having a hot girlfriend and not having sex with her.
Oh, Lord.
Gotta love these the Madhouse crew. By the way, coming up in the members only today, you're not supposed to be a biker. We're gonna be talking about that. You know how people go around and say that kind of shit. But anyway, back to that. What were some of your favorite parts of the interview?
Well, him explaining what the combat vets patch stood for, because I had no clue. And it was interesting because of how many combat vets we actually had in the chat room. There were, I saw four others.
Those are my favorite shows, is when the vets come in.
So it was just, it really blew me away. The questions you were asking, you know, even he even said that the one that you asked him was like, wow. He was like,
well, you
wow.
know, I got an interview style, man. I do. I got an interview style. I like digging deep and drawn out emotions and stuff. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, I'm the white Oprah Winfrey, I guess.
You know, I do also appreciate the fact that he, you know, didn't go into detail about others that he was with and basically just stood by, you know, himself and talked about himself. And
we got Teresa joining us.
Ate, how you doing, girl?
Hopefully everything going good right there.
But he
I wonder if Penguin got a deer, man, because I
called
him the other day.
No, he didn't. I talked to him yesterday. He did not. He was being stalked by an owl, though.
Dude, I'd have shot the
right owl above his head.
Yeah, it's opening season for deer hunting here in
bow
Illinois.
Hunting.
Yeah, it's bow hunting. I don't know if I can do the bow part. I'd love to do a crossbow. I'll shoot you in the ass with one of them. But all that nonsense of trying to be an Indian and stuff like that, no, I ain't going to do that stuff, man. It's like, yeah, right. I ain't no Tonto. Ain't happening with me. I'll get a crossbow like I'll in the medieval times and shoot the deer in the ass. But I don't know, man, with all the food prices going up right now, maybe I should put some camouflage on you and send you out and get us a deer.
I ain't shooting Bambi. What the hell's wrong with you? No.
It's hard times right now.
I don't care. No, I don't like venison.
If you cook it right, it's good.
No, I don't like it. It's nasty. No.
You know what's funny
I don't
about
want no
you?
Deer you'll, jerky or anything.
You'll
of that
eat
crap.
A freaking hamburger in a heartbeat and you ride by a cow and not have a problem with it. But shooting a damn deer,
no, I don't like
you
how
have
it
a
tastes.
Problem with it.
I don't like how it tastes. Ew.
Well, women don't like how a freaking load tastes, but you guys do it anyway.
Yeah, well, because that's like a job that we don't get paid for.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You women get paid to give a head.
No.
Who do you think pays bills, okay?
Me.
But anyway, so he didn't catch a deer, huh?
No, he didn't get one. He's seen only one. But his buddy, I guess, saw two, so I don't know.
You know the only thing I don't like about people and deer? When they go hunting, they don't actually wait to get an adult deer. They'll just shoot any deer they see. It'd be less than a year old. They'll shoot it. Those are the type of, it's like, dude, really? Let the damn thing mature a little bit, then shoot it.
Yeah. Get some points on its antlers first. Not just one. Just don't get the little knobs. That's pointless. That's too little. That's
you know
not
that
enough
what
meat.
Really sucks is how the government really turned it into you can only have a few days of actually shotgun season or gun season. It's like, really, dude, you're making us go out there and be tontos and shit.
Well, you know, as of freaking yesterday, Illinois is being demanded to those that have assault rifles have to register them. As of yesterday.
And I'd be like, oh, screw yourself.
Bite me.
I ain't registering shit. That's exactly what I would be doing if I was everybody.
I'd be like, nope.
Ain't happening. Nope. See you later, jackass.
Jerks.
Come to the door, try to take that shit. Is what I would
bring
think.
It.
But you wouldn't go out hunting and stuff. What about for turkey?
No. Because you couldn't. Do you know how rare it is to see a tom turkey out here? Always sees the females.
So you still shoot them?
Ew. Why? I thought you only shoot the toms.
I don't know. I'd shoot them all if I had to eat.
Well, you could see tons of the females around here. You can drive down one road and see about 20 of them.
So you're telling me.
I'd rather shoot a turkey than a.
No. You're telling me if we like lived in the woods and shit like that off grid, that you would have a problem living off the land?
Probably. Yeah. And I don't have a green thumb, so planting a garden wouldn't happen either.
So basically, we'd starve to death.
We would
China
totally out. Starve. We would die.
That would suck, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But he didn't catch anything. You know what? I should be making fun of him because he was like camping out in the woods and shit like that, like freaking Rambo.
Yep.
That is so funny that he didn't catch anything. No. But he'll catch something, hopefully, man.
He should have just got that owl.
But you know what? You bring up me, okay? And you did something that was pretty fucked up. You did. You tried murdering Hollywood.
I did.
And then you got surrounded by a bunch of damn cops. This is what happens when China Doll don't think it through and wants to kill Hollywood. Yeah, she over there laughing as she running because she, you know, she wanted to kill Hollywood.
catch me if you can.
And the neighbors seen Hollywood laying there.
There's Penguin.
Penguin, man, you didn't get your shooting on, I heard yesterday.
He was creeped out by an owl. Leave him alone.
But yeah, that's what we got to play that again. We got to play that again. I thought it was funny. This is, yeah, China. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I wonder if that's the look that those serial killers and shit up in, or those, because Wisconsin has them damn serial killers up there. If that's the look that they have on their face when the cops are picking them up and shit.
I was laughing.
Were you like thinking of me when you were doing that thing?
Well,
let's be honest. Were you thinking about me?
Well, if you noticed, the window I was in was a bedroom window. And I recorded that when you were sleeping.
Do you like really think about killing me and stuff?
I plead the fifth. Just saying.
You plead the fifth. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to say. Why would I think about it? I would just say it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because sometimes, dude, you just piss me off sometimes that I just want to amputate body parts. I don't know why.
Dude, you're like that broad that cut the guy's head off and
left it in
Wisconsin. You're scary, dude.
That's why.
I guess as a woman gets older, they get stupider and they get more vindictive. Don't you think that's true?
Stupider.
I think women get vindictive.
I don't get stupider. Vindictive, maybe, but not stupider.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Shut
crazy
up, stupid.
Shit.
Shut
man.
Up, stupid.
You know what? It'd be funny to see Penguin. We were up in the Northwoods and shit like that. A bear come. See if he get his bow and if that bow would do shit to a bear. Bear sit there like, yeah, now I'm going to eat your ass.
He'd be like, no.
I don't know. They were actually selling bear mace up there. And it was like, okay, what the hell is that going to do? You imagine freaking macing a bear, that thing, and you get so pissed off at you.
Well, I personally thought Penguin would have been doing like a mating call for the bears when he was sleeping.
Oh, my God, with this snoring, it's just fucking terrible. Are you shitting me? We actually made them sleep across from us.
In a different site. No.
You're like, out of here, buddy.
Over there.
Ain't happening.
Over there.
We're going to be talking about 8 signs that you have an uncanny knack for reading people. I screwed up the topic.
Yeah, duh.
That's Hollywoodism right there.
So that made 5 for the last episode. I'm waiting to see how many you get this time.
Hey, I didn't get any yesterday during that interview.
No, you didn't. That was good. I was very proud of you.
I guess, man.
I was applauding you quietly.
I don't know, Vakas. Why would you want a bear to eat your ass? I don't know if that... You ever see that Legends of the Fall with Brad Pitt and stuff? That was actually a kick-ass movie.
Yeah, that was a long movie.
Where that Tonto dude, the Indian,
yeah,
he comes out and said, well, he had a good death. There ain't nothing about a good death about getting eaten by a damn bear. You're crazy right there. There's nothing good about it.
No, it's not going to be nice.
I couldn't imagine getting eaten by a bear.
No, thank you.
Or a shark. That would suck even worse. You know, I seen in the news where an alligator actually ate a person. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually ate a person.
There's been a few of those lately.
That's some crazy shit right there.
Yeah. Instead of watching out for the sharks, you better watch out for the gators.
My goodness gracious. Yeah, try to spray them in the face with mace. What are you, stupid? My goodness gracious.
Mace ain't gonna help.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With the government shutdown averted, President Biden urging Congress to approve new assistance for Ukraine.
The temporary funding bill that lawmakers passed on Saturday did not include money for Ukraine, and the president said Congress must act as soon as possible.
There's an overwhelming number of Republicans and Democrats in both the House and the Senate who support Ukraine. Let's vote on it.
Speaking from the White House, Mr. Biden declared that America will not walk away from Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Give me some sugar, baby.
I thought I saw a police car.
Boom, 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 boom.
The zombies are taking over.
WMMR DB Rockford.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Ah, China Doll's going to jump on diaper head.
All right, Mr. Pamper freaking head. Let me tell you something, buddy. This is ridiculous. There was possibly almost a government shutdown because of the fact that you keep giving our money away to other damn countries, Ukraine. Fight your own damn battles. This is stupid. The whole point of the government shutdown that was possibly going to happen, which luckily it did not, was to help the U.S., dude, stop worrying about Ukraine and start worrying about your own people.
I'm telling you what, man.
I'm going to fucking put his diaper on backwards and see what happens.
You notice how he said there's an overwhelmingly amount of Democrats and Republicans? He didn't say American people.
He didn't say nothing about American people. He's so worried about Ukraine and Russia.
I can give a shit about Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm about to go walk over to Russia and tell them to take you out.
Ooh, you better watch out, man. We'll have Secret Service all over our ass, man, knocking down our door and shit.
I thought the whole point of the presidency was for the president to take care of his own people. This president could care less about those in the U.S.
You're damn right. Well, he can care less about the U.S. and he can care less about anything about us because we're just peons.
What is so much better about Ukraine? If you like Ukraine so much, go live there.
And that's right.
We don't want you here.
Grappy even says Europe doesn't even want Ukraine. Everybody is tired of them wanting money, 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 money. That Zelensky, that wannabe G.I. Joe dude who only wears, you know, combat greens. Well, grab a rifle, go fight. I am sick and tired of our money going over there. There it is useless to keep supporting them people.
You know, the damn military is about to have to work without being paid because of this possible government shutdown that was supposed to happen. And
people were going to lose all their benefits.
I mean, this oh my God, Pamperhead needs to be out of office. I swear to
and
God.
And then all he cares about is banning stoves. Well, we, you know, climate change, dude, anybody, you know what? I heard RFK Jr. is going to be running as an independent. And if he does, Biden's gone. There's no way he can win because they got Cornel West and they got JFK. He's done with that. He'll never get the votes needed, even the cheat.
And I'm going to go out and whoop some booty, whoop some ass.
And you're right,
for
Scrappy.
Those people,
Zelensky is more comfortable in high heels and spandex. But I can't imagine how anybody keeps on supporting this stuff. And it's funny, if you go on like Twitter or something, you know who the Democrats are, these left-wing nuts. They got a picture of the Ukraine flag up. They can put a Ukraine flag on their shit, but they can't put an American flag on there.
I'm sorry, but this
that's how brainwashed people are.
It's just getting ridiculous.
Billions of dollars. And here the dumbass left billions of dollars equipment in Afghanistan. This guy is just a schmuck. He's a worthless human being.
I bet you if I put his pamper on backwards, he's going to walk backwards.
Okay, enough with the pamper stuff. That's like boring me now.
It's funny.
It's not funny. You're not really a funny person.
He grew up. He's wearing pull-ups now.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. But
stupid little swimmers.
Idiots. I can't believe it. I can't stand all this money going over there.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, let's buy them AK-47s, but let's ban it here.
Make sure you register those in Illinois.
Unbelievable. So what do we got going on in the news with you? We got to get some news from China, though, before we go into our
main because thing. Like last week, I got blocked by doing my news stories.
Well, that's because, you know, it's all about murder and mayhem up in freaking Wisconsin. You psycho asses cutting off heads.
Shabusiness.
Putting it in buckets.
Her name was Shabusiness.
Unbelievable, man, with this shit.
So USA Today had a very interesting article about former President Donald Trump recently gave a glimpse into how the next administration would urge law enforcement to handle shoplifters if he wins the White House in 2024. By shooting them in the store.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, Donald Trump don't fuck around, man. You know, that had to do with that Philadelphia stuff. When is it enough for people to say, you know what? Come on. You know, there's major freaking retailers pulling out of these big cities because they're tired of the crime.
Well, his exact quote from Friday during a speech to the California Republicans was, "We will immediately stop all pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you're leaving that store."
You think he's right?
I mean, it would make him quit, right? I mean, do I agree with it? Maybe not, but he's going to do it.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. But I guess everybody at the convention.
Well, how do you think
they applauded him?
How do you think we're going to stop this? You have to put a boot up their ass.
Well, I think what it is you got to lead by example. And I mean, I think once somebody sees what happens to those that are stealing from a store, once they see something happen, I think it might cut it down a notch or two.
You got that damn right.
You know, I guess he's got to follow through with what he says. I don't know how much the police force is going to agree with doing that, but we'll have to see. I'm kind of hoping he's not in office, but, you know.
You got that freaking right, man.
I don't want him or Biden in office. I don't want to have a rerun of 2020.
Yeah, at least he tells people, man, we're going to put a boot up your ass. He ain't sitting there freaking lollydaddling.
Because it's the USA. Put a boot in your White House.
Idiots.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
What else we got?
We've got in Oklahoma. Oh, this kind of freaked me out. I was like, what? A woman riding a lawnmower was struck and killed Friday as a plane was descending into an airport. The Samantha Hayes, 27.
What happened?
A wing from an airplane hit her while she was riding on a lawnmower.
Dude, that's just something out of a fucking movie, ain't it? There ain't no fucking way.
Around 3:30 p.m. on Friday, James Baxter, 70, was descending into Broken Bow Airport.
Broken Bow. This has to be a comedy thing. There ain't no way.
No, this is coming from a live news source, KIRO7. Yeah. So, I don't know how the wing of the plane actually hit her, but it did. He tried to pull the plane up, and the wing went over, and
how did she not die?
And she did.
Oh, she did?
Yes. It hit her.
And we're over here laughing at it.
Because it's just, wow, how does something like this happen? It's how?
Unbelievable.
I can't picture. Okay, now I can kind of picture it. The plane tilting to the side and the wing just totally took her off her lawnmower. That's just crazy, though. How does stuff like this dumb crap happen? How?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Talk about.
We're over here laughing at broad dies.
Got to make light of the subject.
That is freaking crazy.
It's ridiculous.
I was going to play a song, but.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, man.
No, don't do it. So my other news story. This is just crazy. A man suffering.
Crazy my ass. What did you just fucking say?
This is worse. A man suffering from a 2-year-long stomach ache shocked doctors who discovered.
Stomach ache for 2 fucking years.
Yeah. The patient has ingested basically a Home Depot's worth of household items, ranging from buttons to earphones.
What?
Carrying out an x-ray, we found lockets, chains, nuts, bolts, earphones, and other objects.
What was
in
this
his
dude
stomach.
Doing? Eating everything?
Yes, he was.
And he wondered why he has a freaking stomach ache.
He was diagnosed with something called pica, which means they eat things that are not food. So, what? Yeah. They
put
eat.
That dude in the fucking mental hospital.
A lot of people actually have it. Like, some people, like, lick the paint off, like, Hot Wheels cars. That's considered a thing called pica.
Dude, remember the Wraith and that freaking weird-ass dude? He was sniffing, you know, spray paint and brake cleaner and, yeah.
So, he had safety pins, magnets, shirt buttons, zippers. And a multitude of trinkets that he ate. They said, yeah, it's basically, it's called pica, P-I-C-A.
And this is a thing.
It's a mental health condition where the sufferer compulsively swallows items that are not food. Most of the time, this is more common around young children. And believe it or not, pregnant women.
Pregnant women do this?
Yeah, pregnant women do this as well. But if you could see, like, what you can't see, the pictures of all this stuff that they're pulling out of his stomach. And I was just like, why? And the benefit, not really benefit. He had eaten sharp objects, so there were severe wounds in his stomach as well. So they ended up having to operate to seal up all the wounds from everything that he ate. I mean,
so are they going to put him in a mental hospital or what?
No.
Who the hell? No.
No.
Dude's going to do it again.
He underwent a 3-hour surgery.
And what are you talking about? Licking paint off of Hot Wheel cars, man.
That's considered pica. That's.
Yeah, but who would bring that up? You?
I did.
Are you like licking paint off of Hot Wheel cars?
No, but it was in a show I watched. And it's,
you know what? You
pica.
Find the weirdest shit. What do you, what are you watching?
Weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I looked stuff up because I wanted to see what else people did. Like the reason why his stomach got so tore up is because he
fucking
was
fucking crazy.
He was also eating stuff like fishing hooks.
Now, come on.
Lures. Yeah. 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 And well, I guess there was a woman in London who spent over $3,800 to do her. She had a craving for clay. So she, and that's considered pica as well because it's not food. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Well, this is what some people do this kind of stuff.
That is fucking insane. Are you shitting me?
No, I'm serious. And he couldn't poop either because all of it was clogging up his boho.
I don't know. You don't have a problem with that right now.
Hail to the no.
You Hershey Highway fuck. You even gassed yourself out yesterday.
Dude, I was in there almost throwing up.
That's pretty bad when you want to throw up when you take a shit out of your own self. Unbelievable, man.
What? I sprayed plenty of stuff in there. It smelled good when I left the bathroom.
Rattlesnake says, my strange obsession is a crazy show. Have you ever watched that one?
Ours?
Well, besides ours.
That's probably what he's talking about.
Unbelievable. No, I think it's
called Strange Addictions, actually. And all those people in strange addictions, the ones that eat things, they've all been diagnosed with pica, which is eating stuff that's
not food.
Can
we move on to something more normal?
What the hell's normal?
I don't know, but this sure the hell ain't, man. You eating all kinds of shit.
It's not normal, but people do it.
It ain't normal, if you ask me. I think, the old man upstairs screwed up on them.
Well, you know, sometimes people just do weird things, and I like to bring that out.
And like freaking Screwplan said, the guy had some munchies, man. He must have been smoking some good weed. They eat that kind of shit.
I mean, something.
That's one thing that sucks when you smoke weed and you don't have any freaking snacks. That's bullshit.
Can you imagine, though? 2 years of having a stomach ache and you never told people what you were doing. So
a freaking moron.
They had to find it out.
I can't believe he lived that long.
Yeah, two years with all that crap in his stomach. Oh
my God. What else we got, man? What else?
Disturbing. There's in the Bay Area in California, there's disturbing video surveillance footage out there showing a serial shoplifter setting a clerk's hair on fire with the stolen lighter fluid he tried to stop after the thief stole it. The clerk tried to stop him.
So he set her on fire?
So he set the clerk on fire.
Oh,
with the with the lighter fluid that he just stole.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
This is what people are doing. This is how dumb people are.
It's not dumb. It's how freaking mentally freaking sick they are.
So another worker in the store went after the guy with the baseball bat.
A baseball bat.
Seconds before the flames consumed the clerk's head, they finally did get it ignited.
Talking about a
headache. Or put out, I should say.
Talking about having a headache, man.
I mean, this is how stupid people are. And that's in California, so.
You know what would really suck, man?
California, you got weird people.
If they had an afro and stuff like that, talking about running around with a flaming head.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I guess the person was in the store multiple times and that day to steal lighter fluid.
Uh-huh. What is he trying to steal lighter fluid for?
I have no idea. So he just splashed the lighter fluid on the clerk's face.
Oh,
and he suffered third degree burns on his face, neck, chest, and shoulder.
Ah.
This is how crazy some people are. Wow.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
8 signs that you know what? I had to cut her off there, man. It's like, are you shitting me, man? With all these crazy, one woman gets killed by a plane hitting her and
a wing of a plane
and freaking at an airport. It's just something out of a movie. Are you sure you weren't reading a damn movie script?
No, I'm positive.
Then you're talking about you guys eating shit and, you know, then a flaming head. China Dow got weird this morning. She got weird with her fucking news, man.
Well, you got to be grateful. Only one death out of all the news.
Yeah, by an airplane.
A wing of an airplane. Oh, I'm still trying to visualize. Well, no, she was riding her lawnmower, mowing her lawn.
Oh, my goodness. That's just like China Dow trying to kill me. Yeah, that's China Doll trying to kill me. So 8 signs that you have an uncanny knack for reading people. Now, I got to ask you straight off the bat, is they talking about me?
They might be.
Do I have an uncanny knack for reading people?
Yes, you do.
Do I fit any of these things?
A few.
A few of them?
Yeah.
I would think all of them.
Well, the first one.
What's the first one?
Maybe. You're often the go-to person for advice.
Yeah, but I'm not good at giving advice.
No, you don't actually like giving advice.
I don't. I'm a dick. It's like, why are you asking me? Am I right or wrong here? I have a hard time giving advice to people.
Yeah, the only thing you're good at giving advice for
is
like,
sex.
No, you suck.
How to get a blowjob. That's really how good at it I am. That's about all. I don't want to hear about your personal issues. I got my own.
I think when it comes to advice, if it has anything to do with becoming a creator, that's like the only time you can give out a good advice.
That's about it.
Other than that, your advice kind of sucks.
Now wait a second here. That's bullshit.
But no, it's god awful. I don't know why they listen to you.
Why is it god awful?
Dude, you are the last person I think anybody should go to about sex advice. They should just
relation advice.
No,
I'm good.
No.
I'm just a little more blunt. You know what it is? Women don't like my advice because they know I'm giving away all the secrets.
No, you're not giving away the secrets. You're just making it where they hate their men.
I have heard about that. You know, some of the women and the wives sitting next to their husbands or boyfriends listening to me, they're probably looking at them like, yeah, go ahead and fucking listen to him. See what happens. You ain't getting no pussy for the rest of the week. That's what they're saying. So I got to admit that one. I'm probably not too good at giving advice. Probably not good.
No, but it could be a sign that your ability to read people is stronger than you think.
Yeah, Jason, that is my best advice. Don't use Icy Hot as lube on the pecker. Don't do it. You don't want to do that. It gets icy and it gets hot. And when it gets hot, you're running around like you got crabs. I'm sorry.
I still remember that.
And you're right, Poncho. Well, yeah, Pop Rocks and Coca-Cola. There's Rich. Teresa probably says, yeah, pretty sure China is better at sex advice. She's pretty good with women, man. I'm telling you. She can eat one out better than
Oh, my Jesus, stop.
You can. You'd eat a pussy better than me. Hollywood, my go-to for advice, nothing I love more than being in the doghouse. Yes. I can actually get people put in the doghouse real quickly.
They're going to just join you.
Yeah. I think I live in one. You know, it has a little sign on my house. Hollywood lives here.
That'll be on the garage.
You got my two bowls, you know, food and water. You don't take care of me.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
And yeah, see, Mike says the best advice I ever told him was try not to get the prosthetic leg stuck in the coochie. He says the best advice he's ever gotten.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. See, I have helped people.
Okay. In your mind.
I guess.
People often feel comfortable opening up to you. When you're good.
Do they?
Hold up. When you're good at reading people, don't be surprised if you have an occasional stranger or two warm up to you easily.
That I don't think happens with me.
That does not happen to you.
No, they don't warm up to me.
No.
But I have to I have to admit, at your reunion, it was so funny. It was so funny at her reunion. Here she was worried about, well, you were worried about me going.
Yeah.
You actually didn't want to bring Hollywood.
I was going to go by myself or just not go.
That was messed up that you didn't want your husband going.
Well, you came, didn't you?
Yes, I went.
Yeah.
And I went outside, sat at a table. That way she can do her stupid thing by talking to people. And next thing you know, I get a bunch of lesbians that come by me.
And the funny part, you had more fun than I did.
Ain't that a bitch? I had a table full of them.
You did.
I think I got all your outcast.
Yeah, you did.
And everybody started coming to me, talking with Hollywood. And next thing you know, these freaking preppy bitches, they come up to Hollywood. All your preppers.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
All the cheerleaders.
I was like, who the hell are you? I'm having fun with the lesbians, okay? They might look like butches and stuff, but I have more fun with them. They're more interesting conversation. And then China Doll had to come over to the table because she wasn't getting, acknowledged too much. How did that make you feel? That was pretty messed up.
It was no different than being in high school. Not getting acknowledged by people.
I'm talking about your husband was getting all the
attention.
Yes.
Yep. Should have left you at home.
Ouch. That's fucked up. I just think I bring a lot out in people.
Yeah. Yeah. You made me feel like I was back in high school again, being the lone wolf against the wall.
How did you like where I told them guys? They were like, no, I don't know you.
Oh, because he was insisting he knew you from baseball.
Yeah, did you?
But your
did
team
you see,
never. Your school.
Did you
never
see
played
his face
school?
When I was like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
You're like, dude, my school never played your school. So what?
I would, others would have said, yeah, yeah, no, I didn't play with you, you dude. Did you see the faces of everybody else?
They were all looking at him like, you're stupid. Dumbass.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That was so funny. I had so much fun.
Yeah. Glad you did. I just got drunk.
It's kind of hard for you when you go out with me. Because it's like all the freaking idiots gravitate towards me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime we go anywhere.
It happens.
And then there's me all by myself. All by myself.
She don't see as good as she does. What's another
Shut
one?
Shut up. You can easily empathize with others. You can't.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
The ability to understand and share feelings of another. It's strong with an uncanny knack for people that can read people.
Oh, fuck that.
You don't care.
I don't care whatsoever.
Now, see, I can.
Like I say, you know, you got a personal problem. That's your fucking problem. That ain't me, man. I like giving stress. I don't like taking it. And that's taking stress when I have to hear about your problem.
I have way more empathy for people than
you
do.
You can talk to people like that. I can't.
Yeah. That's because you don't care. You don't want to be involved.
Teresa, I felt pretty comfortable around you guys when we met. I love Teresa. You know, she does, you know, we got to see her more.
Yeah.
You know, she's awesome. She is.
Yeah, maybe she'll come with us next year.
There you go. But yeah, I got to give it to you. That's you right there, 100%.
I can empathize with people. You can't.
It's hard for me.
That's because you're as cold as ice.
I ain't cold as ice.
You are too.
How am I cold as ice?
You are.
You know, I empathize with guys that can't get their knob, you know, bobbed on.
Well, that doesn't count, dude.
Yeah, it does. Because there's a lot of guys that go out there, man, I haven't had a blowjob in 2 years. It's like, dude, did you make a lot of money? Go pay for it. That'd be my first thing.
Yeah, that's a great way to show empathy.
It is. Yeah. I'm giving them good advice. Go get a hooker.
And bring her some Pop Rocks.
Bring her some Pop Rocks and some Coke. And
no Coke, just the Pop Rocks.
You know, Coca-Cola, man. I, you know,
no.
It's funny how when you say you drink Coke or you have to say Coca-Cola, motherfuckers thinking you're taking a freaking line up the nose. That's funny as hell. That is. It's funny as hell.
Now, here's you.
Here's me.
This one explains you. You're able to predict people's actions
all the time.
You can predict it within the first 3 minutes.
3 minutes of meeting you, I'll know.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing I'm doing is looking at people, watching their movements.
Well, see, a lot of people don't realize that the littlest thing can give you away. The shift of an eyebrow.
And you know what's even worse?
Like you do a partial smirk. The littlest things can give you away.
That's what I do as I read the body language. And the first 3 minutes, that's what I'm doing is checking you out. And then when you're talking and stuff, I'll sit there and play along with you. Then I'll drop a bomb on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like my interview style. I let you talk and I let you talk and then boom, I'll start picking you apart. That's why a lot of people, they're cool on the Sunday show, but you get anywhere near me off of a Sunday show, I'm going to pick you apart, man. I am.
There's been numerous that you already have.
Oh, I picked everybody apart that comes at me. I think it makes it for a better interview. I love when they get, what is that, cake on their face?
Yeah, they basically got their cake and they can eat it too.
I basically shove a pie up their ass is what I do.
Well, yeah, because not a lot of people notice the small details and like the little what they call micro expressions. People don't notice those. But if you're paying close attention, you can see them going on. And the person doesn't even realize they're doing it.
Well, no, it's funny. A lot of people think they're getting away with bullshitting somebody. And it's like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, huh, yeah. Mm. I get in one of them tone-deaf deals like I do with you a lot. You be talking, and I'm in fantasy land with some broad. I am. Why, sometimes you're talking to me, And
what are you hanging out with, Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, I'm doing something with her while you're talking to me. And then I look at you. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then just go back to the freaking fantasy.
You don't pay attention when I talk, but it's fine. I'm used to it. Now, see this.
Have you ever seen me do that with other people?
Yes. Yeah, I have a few times, a few lots of times.
Don't you giggle at that?
I do. I turn away because I'm like, no, I can't watch this. I know what he's doing. He's going to pick you apart in about 3 minutes.
And I do it right in front of their face in person.
Oh, you call them out.
And they don't know what to say at that point.
No, man. No, no, no. That's not what I was doing. What are you talking about?
And the whole time they know they're lying.
Yeah, it happens.
But they think you're too stupid enough not to notice it.
Mm-hmm. Now see the next one.
What's the next one?
Not you. It's more me.
You mean you actually have something other than empathy for people?
Yeah. You can sense when someone is not okay, even when they insist they are.
I know that. I just don't care.
Mainly because, you know, you can tell in the tone of their voice. You can tell by their expression, their posture. Things don't just add up.
Well, I appreciate that, Rattlesnake. He says, I ask sound and reasonable questions.
You do.
And it's funny when I do ask them questions, people think I'm attacking somebody.
But technically you're not, because what you're doing is taking what they were just saying and putting it in a question form.
Yeah, I'm just challenging them.
It's like you're catching everything that they said and you're just rolling it into a question and throwing it back at them.
Mike, I love when Hollywood catches someone in a lie and calls out and backpedaling they start. I did. I've had some interviews, baby.
Yeah, you've had a lot.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm surprised people still want to be interviewed by you. I'm not lying.
Really?
I'm serious, because all the people that you basically called them out like hardcore.
And then the internet erupts with he's gaslighting them.
And you're not gaslighting them. All you're doing is throwing back in their face what they've been just spitting out their mouth.
Well, at least somebody recognizes that.
You're not gaslighting nobody. It's it's basically you reiterating what they're saying in a question form.
Wow, because you pay attention.
Because why? Because then they go even more in detail and throw themselves further under the bus.
Well, you know, Mike, I think that's my biggest thing is I'm asking the questions people are wanting to ask but can't.
Well, and a lot of times I notice a lot of the questions that you do ask a lot of the people you're interviewing, they are in the chat just worded differently than the way you word it. But it's like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, So people, I don't think people understand, because that's why I was like retyping questions like 100 times in the chat, because they go past so fast when you got people and a lot of people in there that you're not going to catch every question. And trust me, a lot of the questions last night, he probably would have asked if he saw them all.
Well, you know what, Bacos, I have to agree. It's a completely different atmosphere from the Madhouse.
Yeah.
You know, this is more of a funny show, but when I get in an interview, it's serious business.
Yeah.
It really is. Because I don't like guests lying to my audience. I hate that. And that's why I push back.
And the funny thing is you don't even care that they're lying to you. It's not so much about you at that point. It's about
you're
lying to everybody that's watching this right now. And that's not going to happen.
No, because how would I look if I let somebody lie and the audience is sitting there like, come on, Hollywood.
Like you didn't catch that.
You didn't catch that. But others are like that. I'm not a nice interviewer. I ain't. I'm like a Piers Morgan that's going to freaking challenge your ass. He's great at freaking interview style.
Oh, he likes to interview murderers now.
Oh, yeah. And he gets that shit out.
He gets a lot of info out of those that are in prison and behind bars for stuff.
I think it's a craft interviewing, because if you watch other creators interview, they don't challenge. They're afraid of it. And I never got that, man. I really didn't. That's stupid. You don't challenge people.
Well, that's why. And this is the other reason why this does fit you. You can read between the lines.
always. That is a gift that you need to be an interviewer. You got to read between the lines. Mm-hmm. That's when you'll catch somebody up in real life, too.
Oh, all the time.
I catch you up fucking 100 times a day.
That's why I don't even bother.
You don't even try to bullshit me anymore. No.
There's no point. Because I get caught every time. I'm like, damn it.
And how? Why is it you get mad at me, though? She actually gets mad when I catch her up in bullshit.
You weren't supposed to notice. I don't know.
I can feel people's vibes is what it is. You should know that after all these years. And you just try.
It's like I gave up a while back on that, though. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. It's better to just be like, yeah, busted.
And here I am. Shut up, stupid. What do you think you're pulling over here?
Not the wool over your eyes, that's for sure.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of...
I played that one already.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Turn it up.
Okay.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
I'm already deaf, so the freaking...
that doesn't even faze you. Sorry for those of you wearing earbuds.
No shit.
Because them sweepers are loud as fuck. They loud.
We got another one here.
Yeah.
This is getting very interesting.
This is one that I've just started doing myself.
Oh.
You'll know what it is. You'll get it.
I'll get it.
You trust your gut instincts about people.
Oh my goodness gracious, you must.
You do. I used to always not follow my gut instincts.
Me, I'll never go against my gut. If I don't like it, my gut's telling me, hey, asshole. This ain't cool. I won't do it. I do never, ever do I not question my gut.
And see, that was always my biggest flaw, was I always questioned it. I never followed my gut instincts. The past year, I've been following my gut instincts, and it's been doing well for me, actually.
I think if people followed their gut instincts, they wouldn't be in the situation that they're in.
For a lot of situations.
And maybe that's why I don't have any empathy for some of the people that have problems, because I know damn well your gut feeling was telling you not to do it in the first place. So why should I have empathy for you if you didn't listen to yourself?
Well, the beauty of the being able to trust your gut instincts is that it's basically a skill that you can read negative intentions or red flags about people.
I think it's negative energy. It's just like the Buddhists. They tell you about karma. They tell you about energy. And it's like using the force, okay? That's what your gut feeling is. If you Star Wars freaks out there.
It's like a Jedi mind trick.
It's not like a Jedi. Well, you could use it as a Jedi mind trick. But you feel the negative force going through you, as Ben Kenobi would say.
Well, I think when you go with your gut instinct, you got to basically be doing all of the above. You got to observe the patterns of human behavior.
And you got to do all this that you're talking about at that minute. You got
to
do it.
And you have to like pinpoint why someone gives a certain vibe. It's basically your mind's way of doing a quick scan of all their behaviors and their expressions and the vibes you've experienced. And you can match them all up with the person that's right in front of you.
So have you been doing this?
I have. Over the past year, I've been following my gut instincts more than
I don't know why the hell it took you this long. I think you're glutton for punishment.
Because I always gave everybody multiple chances. And I've come to the conclusion that it's not worth me getting sick over dealing with people, giving people multiple chances.
You know what's funny? Rich just said that. It's unfortunate, but a lot of people get very upset at being corrected.
They do.
They get pissed off like hell when they get caught.
They do.
And it's like, dude, why are you getting pissed at me, you jackass? You're the one who lied.
You're the one who's trying
to hustle me. Why are you getting pissed?
I can honestly say in the 29 years that I've been with Hollywood, I've never seen him get hustled.
Oh, Mike, man, I appreciate that. We got over 1,000 on this one. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty hard for one of these shows to get people over, because, you know, you don't have a niche in one of these. Because a niche is where, you know, you get well, say like the bikers, man. You got a biker niche, but these type of shows here.
On Sunday.
Yeah, these type of shows here are a lot more harder to mess with. We got all our listeners basically on the radio show.
Yeah.
As far as Motorcycle Madhouse, that's where all our listeners come from on the radio.
Well, I've been noticing during your guys' shows.
No, I'm talking about, he's talking about the Madhouse.
The Madhouse?
Yeah, you're on it right now, dummy.
I know. I thought you were talking about last night's interview.
No, I'm talking about this one. We're over 1,000 now, so that's pretty cool.
Hey.
But most of ours come off the radio, which is even more badass. I think they like rock and roll. I was thinking, actually, you know what? I was sitting back. I was like, man, should I do a genre switch from rock to country? And I was like, no, that ain't going to happen.
No, but you can always throw some in there.
No. It's either a rock station or not, stupid. You dumb sometimes.
I know. So being able to read people is basically a very remarkable skill and allowing you to navigate your social world more effectively.
You got that right. Anyway, we're going to go to the members only in about 10 minutes. So if you're a member, go over there. We're going to be talking about why do you have to be a biker? You know, one of those damn things where a wife come up to you and try to tell you you can't get a bike or you're acting weird and all that bullshit. We're going to be talking about that. If you're not a member, you to join over on Spotify and YouTube. Everybody else, we'll see you later. Rock on, baby. Have a good one. It's Monday. Get some muff, if you know what I mean.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday.